It's time for Let's Talk on WPPA, AM 1360, A106 FM, and on the web at WPPARadio.com. Stories making news, special guest interviews, your phone calls, and more. The views expressed on Let's Talk are not necessarily those of the management or staff of WPPA. Now, here's your host, Jay-Z.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to it. It is a Tuesday edition of Let's Talk. It is the third Tuesday of the month in our first hour, and that means John Bondura and company from Schuylkill Headwaters joining us in studio. John, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Jay-Z. Good to be here. Show number three of 2026. The most important show of the year, Jay-Z.
Absolutely.
Any idea why?
Well...
No, you don't. Okay.
Well, you didn't even give me a chance.
I could tell by the look on your face. Okay, this is the most important show because this is the show before trout season opens.
There you go.
So that's the answer. Wow. That's number five on the test question.
That came around quick, though. My goodness.
It did. Yep. I remember sitting in here last year in March, and we were getting ready to talk about trout season. Today, I have a whole bunch of guests. I'll introduce them one at a time, though, because we have a room full here.
Don't let the fire marshal know.
Yeah, we have fire marshal. We have a room full here, so we're gonna talk trout to start the show off. This is my most exciting time of the year as far as seeing the young anglers out learning how to fish and see the whole thing come together. But actually, my favorite time to fish is in the fall, and believe it or not, in January. So for everybody else, the opening day of trout season's historic, important day. We've been doing it for many, many moons. Myself, probably about 65 times for the opening day. So if you're good at math, you can kind of figure out how old I am. But I'd like to reach out to some of our regular listeners that are religiously following us every third Tuesday of the month. John Tarson's up in Frackville. John, if you're listening, good morning to you. I haven't seen you for about 2 months, but that's okay. My friend John Clazis, another new Philly boy. John's out delivering car parts, and I know he's listening to us on the radio. I spoke to John yesterday, and he really enjoys our show. I have two girlfriends. One's Danielle and one's Heather. Heather, you guys know who you are. Johnny Armstrong from New Philadelphia and Frank Crampton. They are listening to our show constantly and give us good reviews. So good morning, folks. Glad to have you. Hope yous are all listening. So we're going to start off with some stuff with... Again, like I said, with fishing. And the first thing I have I want to talk about is trout season starts on April 4th this year at 8 a.m. However, SNA Trout Ponds, which is a Class B regulated fishing lake, has trout season open all year. He has a special license to be able to do commercial fish sales and have fishing. So I spoke to Leon Weaver, who is the proprietor of SNA Trout Ponds, and he's excited that he's going to have a early fishing derby on his property. That's going to be this Saturday, the 21st, I believe. This Saturday is the 21st, from 11 o'clock in the morning till 3 o'clock at one of his ponds. Again, it's SNA Trout Ponds. It's outside of Oryxburg on Route 443. He's going to ask for a $40 fee, which gives you the entitlement of one fishing rod, and the limit would be five trout. If you've ever fished over there with Leon at his property, he has put tag trout in there. Some of the prizes are excellent. If you want to get a jump on early trout season, again, it would be this Saturday, the 21st. At SNA Trout Ponds on Route 443. It's east of the borough of Oryxburg. His fishing derby is from 11 to 3, and it's $40 to fish that day, and you have a five trout limit. I fished it several years ago, and it's an awesome program to get yourself shined up for the opening day of trout season. So if you're out there and it's Saturday coming and you have nothing to do, go visit Leon and you have a great day fishing. I'm going to put my first guest on, Steve Uleski from the Gordon Game and Fish north of the mountain. And Steve and I go back quite some time. Steve is doing what Schuylkill Headwaters is doing, basically. Steve's doing his north of the mountain. We do our thing south of the mountain. So, Steve, good morning. I'd like to let you have the mic there and give us a little information about what's going on your end of the county.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. It's been a while. I think it was before hunting season the last time I was here. So I'll start with some updates on the health of the fish and how we're doing. So we get fingerlings from the Fish Commission every year. We're a co-op, and this has been not our best year. We started with really dry weather, and then we rolled into that terrible winter where it was way colder than at least I've seen in my involvement in 6 years. And unfortunately, our fish got sick. They had cold water disease, and the treatment for that is medicated feed. But because it's so cold, the fish won't eat. So we kind of had to work our way through that, and the fish are better now. And, of course, we have a lot more water. We got a lot of rain in the last few weeks, so we're doing good with flow. But the fish we do have currently are definitely smaller than what we've had in the past, and we're working now to try to get those a little bit bigger. One of the things that will help us is we did a major project that actually we just completed this weekend at our number one nursery, where we replaced all the piping and the head wall and the outfall. We were losing a significant amount of water, so now we have a lot of water there. We moved our brown trout over there, so you know everybody has a lot more room to grow. So with all that in mind, our first event is our Mentor Day event. That's a statewide function, Mentor Day. And what we do at the Gordon Park, we'll be there from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. And we'll be selling food, and we have fish in the Gordon Park. We're going to do something slightly different this year. We're going to buy our fish from Leon and give the ones that we have some time to grow so we can use them for some of our other events coming up. Just to run down some of our other events, we're going to work together here with John and his crew to do, an outreach event. We're still a little bit in the planning phases, but we're going to be at the Crossfire in Ashland. Then we're going to do John's going to do some trout identification and biology to talk about the different species. And we're going to do some casting for kids. And we'll talk a little bit about Gordon Game and Fish to try to do a little bit of education up in the north end of the county.
It'll certainly be a good one. We're kind of planning to do that somewhere around April the 10th, I believe, Steve.
April the 10th, right now, 5 to 8 p.m. That's a Friday.
Okay, so I will be doing a Know Your Trout seminar, and I know we'll be doing some bucket casting for the kids. There'll be several other events there. Like Steve said, we're in the planning stage, but we'd like to reach out when the time comes to especially the kids and get them a little more familiar with what they're going to be running into on the first day of trout season. Steve talked about Mentored Youth Fishing Day on the Little Monoy Creek, and I guess you do that in the borough park, Steve, correct?
Yeah, we do everything in the Gordon Park. We have a good relationship with the borough. They're a great asset to us, and we work together hand in hand. So if you haven't been to the park, it's a really beautiful place to fish. I think especially for kids and maybe somebody that's got a handicap, they have a fishing pier there. So it's very easy to get to and fish off of that pier. So we try to have all of our public events in the park for that reason, because it's accessible. We stock the entire Little Monoy Creek, but as you know, a lot of it's not as accessible as the Gordon Park is.
Yeah, so the Youth Mentored Fishing Day is actually for people under the licensed age of 16. It's designed by the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission to give the youth a one-day fishing opportunity so they don't have to compete with the adults. And it's a nice program. The youth are allowed to keep two legal-sized trout that day. And the big kids actually are allowed to fish. However, they cannot possess any trout. Trout season is closed in all state-stocked waters in the Commonwealth up until the 4th of April. So if you're going to mentor a youth, the youth can fish and harvest two trout that day. But if you're going to be fishing, you need to practice catch and release. So what catch and release means is to return that fish immediately into the water unharmed. And unharmed is the word that has a broad spectrum, but you need to take care of that fish and throw him back so he's undamaged, if you will. So, again, that's the 28th in all stock trout waters throughout the Commonwealth, and especially up at Gordon. Gordon's going to make a program out of it, and that's at the Gordon Park. Steve, I commend you guys for what you're doing. And if people don't know what the Gordon Game and Fish is doing, they get several thousand fingerling trout from Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission every year. And by fingerlings, we mean 3-, 4-, 5-inch fish. And it's their responsibility to maintain the health of those fish, feed those fish, stock those fish in waters open to the public. And they do a fantastic job at their cost. They feed the fish. They buy that money. They use that money to pay for fish food, for whatever they need to upgrade their hatcheries. And my hat's off to you, Steve, and all of the other organizations that are cooperative nurseries throughout the Commonwealth. You guys, believe it or not, statewide contribute 1.1 million trout to the amount of trout that's stocked throughout the Commonwealth. So. Congratulations, Steve. You guys are doing a great job.
Thank you. Yeah, we've been able to assemble a pretty good team with, you know, different skill sets, from guys that are doing construction and upgrades at the nurseries to people that are good at fundraising and writing grants and, you know, just organizing events. So it takes a team, and I think we've assembled a pretty good one. But we're always looking for more volunteers. You know, the more the merrier, the more we can do. So. I'll just run through our other events for the year quick. Our big event is our annual kids rodeo, and that's on May 9th, also at the park. That's from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. So we're fundraising for that now. We're fortunate we get a huge response from the businesses in our area that allow us to keep that whole event free, from prizes to every kid gets some food and drinks and, you know, of course, the fish that we stock. So it's turned into a big event. I think we had about 265 kids there last year. And so we were pretty much at capacity. But we then roll that into, since we put so many fish in the park, we keep the park kids and special needs only. And that will be from opening day of the rodeo, which is May 9th, through June 6th. So that's 15 and under, and also special needs, since we have the handicap there. And we try to replenish that population weekly, so there's always some fish in there for everybody to catch.
Great idea, Steve. Great program. Just to throw out some numbers for the next couple of months for trout season, Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission will be stocking 2.3 million rainbow trout statewide, and that is in 684 streams and 130 lakes throughout the Commonwealth. The brown trout is about 698,000 statewide, 128,000 brook trout, and my favorite, what everybody calls a palomino trout, which doesn't exist anymore, they're called golden rainbow trout. Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission's planning to stock about 18,000 of those guys statewide. And as I said before, the cooperative nursery program throughout the Commonwealth puts a little over a million fish in the waters open to public fishing, in addition to what the fish and boat stocks. And they also say that they're putting 72,000 trophy rainbow trout, brown trout, and brook trout in. So that's always a pleasure to get a surprise where you get something a little bigger than you're used to normally getting. So, again, fishing season's right around the corner. I hope Mother Nature is a little more kind and gives us a little bit of better weather, because I hate fishing in the cold. But let's see what we have here. Lone Pine Kids Fishing Rodeo is April 18th in Middleport from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Jay-Z, I'm going to go back in time and tell you that when John Bondura was a little boy, that's one of the first places he went to go fishing and caught some trout at the Lone Pine Fishing Rodeo. So that's been in operation for many, many moons. So the people up there are doing a great job. Thank you for your service to the fishing community.
Yeah.
And it's always good. Let's see what else we have here before we turn this over to everybody else. So I want to talk a little bit about my friend George Wychok and Mary Ann up in Frackville. They are, or Anne-Marie, not Mary Ann. Sorry, Anne-Marie. The Tackle Box is a local tackle store. It's at 102, let's see the address, 102 Maria Road in Frackville. George is a great guy up there, and so does Anne-Marie know how to work all of the machines to put line on and everything. They have a terrific tackle shop loaded with fishing stuff. If you have the need for some fishing equipment, including minnows, gift certificates, they sell fishing licenses, fishing reels, rods, pretty much everything you need to complement your day of fishing pretty much anywhere. And again, they're at 102 Maria Road in Frackville. The phone number is 570-874-3111. George tells me that he's now open every day. Again, great place to buy bait and tackle. So the Tackle Box in Frackville is always a good stop to make. Let me see if I have anything else here that I want to talk about right now. Let's see. We have a fishing event from our friends to our east. The Lehigh River Stocking Association is having their trout tournament May 2nd to June 6th, and the registration can be at the East Penn Boat Ramp in Bowmanstown on May 2nd from 8 to 11. The stocking is May 2nd at 8 o'clock. Locations includes Jim Thorpe, Lehighton, Bowmanstown, Palmerton, Walnutport, and Northampton. Supposed to be some fantastic prizes. Some of the prizes are going to be some float trips and fishing outfits and merchandise. It's a good show. I fished it several times. It's great to go out and support our friends to the east in Carbon County, and that's going to be in the Lehigh River. So with that, being in that part of the area, I'd like to introduce Bobby Broadhead. Bobby's here as a representative of the Pocono Fly Fishing Shop, and they're also involved in fishing on the Lehigh River. They provide some guide services, and the Pocono Fly Shop has been well stocked with fly tying equipment and fishing equipment. So, Bobby, it's all yours.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me. Yeah, so Pocono Fly Shop is located right outside of downtown Jim Thorpe on Walnut Ave. We are a full-service fly shop. We have brand-new stock of Douglas fly rods, Lamson reels, Reddington. We just got on late last year with Corker wading boots. We all love them. We've used them in the shop, all the guys that work there, and we're lucky enough to get them on as a partner. Just paired up with Grundin Waders. Really like their waders, along with all the fly tie-in. And flies from local fly tires in the area. So, fully stocked shop. We partner with PA Troutfitters. That's our local outfitter. They have a plethora of great guides. We do float trips, walk-in wades, half-day, full-day, anything that helps you out. Some big days coming up. Big things coming up on March 21st. That's this Saturday. We have a free event, early spring tactics. So all these trout that are being stocked, thank you. All these trout that are being stocked, we're going to give you the keys to success to succeed in early spring. if you're brand new to fly fishing, or you're just interested in fly fishing, we have a couple dates coming up in April. That's April 11th and April 25th. Spots are limited. There's only one spot left on April 11th and four spots on April 25th. And that's our Fly Fishing 101 course. Those run from 8 a.m. till 2 p.m. And it starts out as basic gets. And lunch is included. And you end the day with a casting lesson. So we take you out to Mock Chunk Lake and practice casting. You don't have to bring a fly rod. You don't have to own a fly rod. No waders. You don't need to bring anything but yourself. But call the shop and get on the list because spots are limited. Our number over at the shop is 570-245-4376. And again, if you want a guide trip as well, that's a good number to reach out to. We can talk to you, see what your wants and needs are, what you're looking to accomplish on your trip, and pair you up with a guide and the right trip for your needs.
Sounds good. Jay-Z, there you go. You have some training if you want.
Absolutely. I can always use training. You know that.
That's for sure. Well, Bobby, thank you. If you have anything else, just shoot it in there while we're talking.
All right.
I have one other thing. The South End Field and Stream Whippoorwill Dam Memorial Trout Fund is in progress. They're going to have a memorial trout release on Friday, May 1st at the Whippoorwill Dam in Frackville. Basically, how it works is you can buy a large trout in honor of somebody in your family that's either deceased or whoever. You can get a fish for basically anybody, and those costs of those fish are $20. I get one for my dad every year, and I participate in this memorial trout release. It's just kind of a neat thing to do. But it's going to be held at the Whippoorwill Dam in Frackville on May 1st. If you want more information, you can call Anne-Marie Wycheck at the phone number I gave you, which was 874-3111, or you can get a hold of Joe Konopitsky. Everybody knows Joe C. I don't have a phone number for Joe C. handy, but... give them a call if you want to participate in that. The Children's Fishing Derby for Oryxburg is at Fisher's Dam this year on June 13th and 14th from 8 to 2. That gets packed with kids that fish down there. I've been there just about every year to check that fishing derby out. The people that are running it do a great job in providing for the youngsters. So this one is for ages 13 and under. Again, that's June 13th and 14th. Let me see if I have any other ones here. Pretty much that's it. Michael, I'm going to let you talk about what you're doing down there.
Sure.
We're going to put... Michael McCullough on. Michael is the director of the Schuylkill Haven Recreation Department. Michael and I have spent several hours together trying to coordinate some fishing events and some environmental events, and we came up with a doozy here that's going to happen in May.
Right. So, with the help and the guidance of the Schuylkill Headwaters, we, I guess it was January 1st, for New Year's, we did our first very cold trout, I guess you'd say, rodeo at the Island Park in Schuylkill Haven. For the weather, it was a fantastic turnout, and it kind of jump-started the fire, and people started giving us messages, and we got stuff at the office, and they were saying, all right, well, when's the next one? We're ready for the next one. So on May 23rd, we are doing another one. We're looking at doing two of them annually. One will be in the early spring, and then we'll also continue to do the one on New Year's. So it's May 23rd. Registration is at 10 o'clock. It will be at the Island Park. I think it's 1 Broadway Street right off of Fritz Reed Avenue. So we'll do that one. It'll be 11 o'clock to 2 o'clock will be the fishing time. Like I said, 10 o'clock is registration. $10 for your registration. That gives you basically drinks and hot food the whole time you're there. Everything's over there. We have a nice pavilion to sit in, be able to lounge out. We have the brand new kayak launch from the Schuylkill River Greenways that they just installed, which and a whole line of shore to fish off of. Anybody can come out, kids, parents, families, everybody come out and have do it. It's a good time. Indoor bathrooms, fully, you know, full facility. But like I said, I'm hoping we've got a lot of traction off it already. We'll be stocking that morning, and then it's basically just fish with your friends. There will be some prizes. Hopefully, we're planning on having some tagged fish. We'll have stuff right there that you can pick them up on the spot. I was pretty impressed at when we had the New Year's one. I think two or three of the prizes alone were caught by the kids.
Yes.
Like, they did fantastic. And everybody, for the weather that day, enjoyed it. We had people. There was a gentleman that came on New Year's. I think he was traveling the East Coast and stopped in a camper and hung out with us and fished. And
yeah, he actually fished for several days, Michael. I spoke with him. He had a nice motorhome. He found out about the fishing event. And you have to remember, this is New Year's Day, very, very cold, and we actually had 73 people fishing the Schuylkill River. Some fished with bait, some with lures, and we actually had some very, very seasoned fly fishermen fish with us for about 2 weeks after the first of the year.
Yeah, I was getting information. I was getting calls. I think well into the next week, people still bringing in some of the prize fish and stuff like that. So it held on. And it just kind of rolls over into the spring, and then we get right back into it. But, you know, the work that we've been doing at the island has really increased. Not only the regular fishermen, but also the fly fishing has become outstanding. I mean, we have a lot of local fly shops now to pick and choose from. You know, you just heard about, you know, Pocono Fly. That's a place you can pick up stuff. There's a place in Haven called Drifters. That do fly fishing and stuff like that. We're trying to get involved with them and get a little bit more out. But yeah, it's really progressed, and I'm starting to see the turn, and things are starting to get back to the way we always hoped they would be. So it's a great effort, and I'm glad to see the fruits of that starting to grow.
Thank you, Michael.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back with more of Let's Talk. Folks from Schuylkill Headwaters in studio, we're coming back with more after the break right here on WPPA.
How many times have you heard,
"I'm bored, there's nothing to do around here"?
You're wrong. Here's why. Explore Schuylkill is your destination for all things Schuylkill. From outdoor recreation to attractions, events, and accommodations, Explore Schuylkill can tell you where to go, what to do, and how to get there. They even have a craft beverage trail. Download an app and discover local breweries, wineries, and distilleries. Be a tourist in your own backyard. Visit Explore Schuylkill at their location along Union Street in Pottsville, or check them out online at schuylkill.org.
Pump up the volume.
Business moves fast. Orders roll in, deadlines close in. When you ship with USPS Ground Advantage, you can keep up with confidence. Every package stays in our secure network from dock to door. And with nationwide reach, dependable tracking, and upfront affordable pricing, you get built-in peace of mind. You run the business. We run the routes. Visit usps.com/groundadvantage to learn more.
There's a difference between liking a house and actually getting it. Redfin is built to make up that difference and close the gap between finding and owning the home for you. Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so when you find a home you love, you're not a step behind when it's time to make an offer. That means less watching great homes disappear and more focus on the one you'll actually move into and call home. Redfin helps turn saved listings into real addresses. Get started at redfin.com. Own the dream.
The Pioneer Pole family of businesses would like to introduce you to the newest member of the group, Penstar Stone and Concrete, serving Schuylkill County and beyond. Penstar sources many types of stone, specializing in indoor and outdoor fireplaces, exterior stone on your home, and accents. You name it, and we can add stone to it. Meeting customer needs has always been the Pioneer family's top priority. To find out more information, call 888-448-2505 for an estimate, or go to penstarstone.com. You can also find us on Facebook at Penstar Stone and Concrete.
back, folks. Hour number one of the program. It is the third Tuesday of the month. In our first hour, that means John Bondur and the folks from Schuylkill Headwaters are in studio. John, welcome back.
Great to be back, Jay-Z. Everybody got watered down, and now they're able to talk a little bit.
Yes.
Two more commercials. Rabbit Run in the New England Valley near Tamaqua is having their free children's fishing derby on May 2nd from 8 to 4. Their button day is May 3rd from 7 to 4. Rabbit Run's a couple-acre lake there located in the Lewistown Valley, New England Valley. Beautiful Walker Township. Nice place to fish, nice people. Come out and help them with their adventures. Also, the Betty Dietz and Bruce Schneck Memorial Fishing Event will be kicking off on April 11th at Sweet Arrow Lake. A beautiful county park, a beautiful place to fish. Good friends, great fishing. Come and fish with us down there. It's a great day. To move on, I have to my left Brad Hurley from Senator Argel's office. Brad's going to talk to us a little bit about what was created up in the Shenandoah area for the 28th of March.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me on today. I appreciate it. And I knew we were going to talk about fishing, I would have brought some more stuff. I actually have some great pictures of me as a kid stocking with the Lehigh River Stocking Association that you talked about earlier. Born and raised in Jim Thorpe, I grew up fishing on the Lehigh. So really excited for the first day of fishing coming up. And yeah, this is our Sportsman Expo season. We actually have our Carbon County one this Saturday coming up at Penn Forest Township Fire Company. And then we go into Saturday, March 28th. That's 2 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Columbia House Hose Fire Company at 7742 West Center Street in Shenandoah. And this is a free event hosted by our office, Senator Dave Argel's office. And then, of course, in collaboration with all the reps we work with here in the area, Rep. Dane Wacho, Tim Twardzik, Jamie Barton, and Joanne Stair. This expo is great. It brings together a lot of vendors from you know, you got a lot of state representation there. And then you have all the other kind of vendors that deal with hunting, fishing, conservation, outdoor recreation. You can learn about all types of outdoor opportunities in the region, connect with local groups and businesses. And the event will offer something for everyone. There's a lot of materials to pick up. And there's also something pretty cool. At 8 a.m. that morning, a hunter trapper education course will be offered. And those interested in participating must register in advance on the Pennsylvania Game Commission website. So if you want any more information on that, don't hesitate to reach out to our Monoy City office. And that number is 570-773-0891. We're expecting a big crowd, as we always get for these events, because, you know, it's right before, you said it, right before fishing season starts. So we're excited. I know the senator and the representatives are excited as well.
And I'm excited too, Jay-Z.
I'm excited.
Brad doesn't know, but I'll be doing a surprise trout identification program at that program on the 28th.
Cool.
So I will have my fish mounts, and I'll be teaching everybody about our native brook trout, our wild brown trout, our golden rainbow trout. And we'll set the record straight on what we call all of these fish and where they came from and how they got here. And some of them from Mother Nature, some of them were transplanted by man. So it's going to be a great program. If you want to come out and learn about trout, I will be doing a presentation on the 28th at the event that Brad talked about. And the presentation's always quite interesting. Well, we learn about the favorite color that fish like, and we learn a whole bunch of neat stuff. So if you're available, it's from 10 to 2 on the 28th,
yep,
correct?
Correct, yep. Saturday, March 28th, 10 to 2.
And that's up in Shenandoah. And what's the address there, Brad, if you have that off the top of your head?
Right across from the high school.
Yep. It's at the Columbia Hose Fire Company, and that's 742 West Center Street in Shenandoah.
There you go. Jay-Z, I know that's your...
That's your stomping ground. That's right.
I expect to see you there to get some counseling.
That's I need a lot of it. I'm going to have to be a private area.
There you go. Okay, moving on. I have Wayne Lehman from the Schuylkill Conservation District along with Hemlock Hannah Kolbitsky from the Conservation District. Hannah's one of my regulars. She's always full of neat stuff and ideas, and it's just great to hear her speak. And last but not least, I have Lily Leonard from the Red Creek Wildlife Center. I'm wondering if we're going to get any animal noises this time.
Oh, you will if there's time for it. Okay.
Wayne, do you want to jump in ahead of the ladies here quick? Give us a little bit of information on what's going on with the Schuylkill Conservation District and Schuylkill Headwaters Association. I'm under the understanding we're getting ready to dig into a major project.
Yeah, maybe you saw in a newspaper here lately about the announcements of the abandoned mine land, abandoned mine drainage reclamation grant program that Bureau of Abandoned Mine Reclamation puts out. The Conservation District, and I have to say this is not my grant. This is Alexa Smith's grant. She wrote this along with Dr. Aaron Clouser and Cora Clouser with Clouser Environmental. This project is down on the game lands on 286 to the east side of Schuylkill Haven there, between Schuylkill Haven and Adamsdale, off of Adamsdale Road. And it's a major project that's been going on in the works for many years. Was one of the projects of the Schuylkill Headwaters president, Bill Reichert, was really hoping to get these projects done, and it's to remove coal silt, coal sediment that was deposited along the river back many years ago. I don't know if it was in the 40s or the 50s, back when they actually used to dredge the river. There was enough coal coming down that you could actually dredge, pump the river, and get coal out, and then they would shift the river, create these basins that they would pump into to settle the coal out and take out the sizes that they wanted. So this project, what is called the Schuylkill Haven East SGL 286 reclamation, is about 22-acre old desilting basin that was placed along the river there, eventually filled in over the years. It has about 10 feet of coal sediment, coal refuse in there. Not very good habitat when you're thinking about game lands and things like that. Although we kind of live in Schuylkill County, and sometimes we think of things like stiltgrass, knotweed, tree of heaven. we see them everywhere. We think, boy, they must be native, but they're definitely not. Mm-hmm. But we often don't get our own native species growing in this. The idea is to remove that coal refuse, which would create about 22 acres of restored floodplain that used to exist before they filled that area in and moved the river, create about 10 new acres of floodplain wetlands, 2.5 acres of native pollinator meadow, and then also an additional of about 8 acres of what we call fringe wetlands that are off of the river itself. I know Bill Reichert, he talked, well, it was one of his pet projects is because I believe it was his dad used to work down there. He was one of the guys dredging the river out and placing that sediment in there, back in the 40s or 50s, whenever that was. And Bill can correct me if I'm wrong on this, but, Bill used to also hunt down there, but the idea is to now take this and restore this. And you can imagine by putting a lot of these wetlands and floodplains back, it should really help with habitat for the ducks, the waterfowl, things like that, to make it an area. I mean, not only for them, but all kinds of wildlife tend to use those floodplain and wetlands down in there. So it's definitely a great project. It's a $6.6 million grant, but again, we're removing about 250,000 cubic yards of sediment that was placed in that site too alone.
A lot of sediment from years and years and years of siltation, right, Wayne?
Yes. And I also should say that the Auburn Dam, which is downstream of there, this project, by creating these wetlands, we all know what's happening with the Auburn Dam. It's slowly silting in, sedimenting in. This will help capture some of that sediment in these wetlands in this area before it gets to Auburn. I mean, it still needs to be dredged, but hopefully we'll be stopping some of that sediment from making its way into the dam itself.
Good project, Wayne. Yeah. I tip my hat to everybody from A to Z that's involved in making this project happen. Wayne's job is as a water quality specialist for the county. One of his jobs is to make sure that the water is good. And when the water is good, that means I could stock fish. So the end result of all of this work that's being done environmentally is the number one, safe water for people, and number two, in addition to many other positives, is that it does create outdoor and fishing opportunities. Wayne, thank you for you and your staff.
Yes.
And I was just going to say, if I could say one thing quick, you know, again, just again for Alexa Smith, you know, that puts her in the $1 million club now, $6.6 million grant. But since the start of Growing Greener, when it was started, Growing Greener, what we call the EPA Section 319 grant, and now these AML and other grants, the watershed program has brought in nearly $35 million in environmental reclamation restoration grants. And that doesn't even include, you know, what our ag program and other programs have come in. We're probably approaching $50 million since, I think it was 2000. So it's wow. It's definitely a lot of money, and a lot of local companies get the bids, you know, and do these jobs. So it is also a boon for the economy, too.
Perfect. Yeah. Stimulate the economy, yeah. Create clean water, create a better environment. And it's all good. It's just a great thing. It makes me happy to be a small part of it. Wayne, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
Wayne, just so you know, when you guys get this project started, and it sounds fantastic, when you get to that point where you're looking at starting to reintroduce species and stuff like that, the Schuylkillhaven Recreation Department would be welcome to donate a ton of ducks from Stoyers. We have anybody that's been down there knows that we have the biggest thriving population. So if you're looking for any, you just let me know and we'd be happy to donate some of those. I'm sure the people walking would be welcome to that. So
I'll keep that in mind, because I live on Long Run there, and I know we had some ducks that showed up, and then we had hatched some there and they disappeared. So I suspect some of my ducks may have ended up down there with Stoyers rather than
His ducks.
Yeah, it was better than the small creek there, a Long Run by my house.
You lost them, we found them.
They're not even afraid of cars. I was just there doing a tabling event at the Easter egg hunt this past Saturday, and I'm driving, and they're just crossing the road. They don't care. They're bold and brazen ducks.
I never really understood the whole getting your ducks in a row until I watched.
That's what that means.
Yeah, until I watched like 40 of them in one straight line go from spot, you know, from point A to point B. But yeah, we are no shortage. So yes.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Haven, today, actually, happy St. Patrick's Day to those who celebrate.
Yes.
I'm having a Irish Flats for St. Pat's Walk at the Schuylkillhaven Island Park. It's just 1 hour, easy peasy walk. We'll be walking the Schuylkillhaven Island Park loop, and it's pretty even, like gravel terrain, no crazy hills or nothing. And it's kid and dog friendly. Now, you might want to wear some good shoes with traction, because it did snow last night. And we'll just be looking at signs of the settlement that used to be there with all the Irish folks. So that's really exciting. And that's today at 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. And it's March Madness. We've got a couple of other events coming up, which we're really, really excited about walks-wise. So I've got a vernal pool promenade, and that is March 29th. It's a Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m., and that'll be at Tuscarora State Park. We'll be meeting at parking lot 2, and we'll be walking the Spirit of Tuscarora Trail. And what's really cool about the Spirit of Tuscarora Trail is there's a lot of vernal pools, and if you don't know what that is, it's a small body of water that's temporary. And so it usually around springtime with all this rain, it collects. And a lot of amphibians like salamanders and frogs lay their eggs in there. So it's a beautiful little ecosystem. You can see the little tadpoles and the frog eggs. It's really cool.
And you know why they lay their eggs in there, Jay-Z?
I have no idea.
Because there's no fish in those vernal pools
to
eat them.
No fish.
How about that? Yep. That you didn't know that, did you?
Before she explained, I was going to raise my hand and say, you need to explain what a vernal pool is.
That's question.
That's okay.
I did not know.
That's
question,
okay.
That's question number two on the test.
Okay? Yep.
I'm a little scared of this test.
No, it's all good. Now, I will say that walk, it's a little more involved. There's a little more uphill. There's some tree roots. So just an FYI, it'll be about 3 miles. And, of course, dogs and children are welcome, but just be aware of the mileage and the terrain. I always like to say if your dog's couch potato, it's not going to be athletic if you take it on a hike out of the blue. So I know from experience, my family dog, he's a very good boy. But he's not an athletic boy. And then on March 30th, Monday, the Monday after, actually, it's rescheduled from what was supposed to be yesterday. It's 6:30 to 8 p.m., and it's a woodcock watch. And if you don't know a woodcock, it's a wetland kind of bird, and it's a very funny-looking bird. It's a lifer for a lot of people, and a lifer is a bird that's like, oh, my gosh, once-in-a-lifetime kind of deal. And because they're a wetland bird with Pennsylvania, some disappearing wetlands, you don't always see them. But good news is they have a small population at the Landingville Marsh, and right now they're doing their mating ritual. Yep. So I do have some sounds for you. Oh, okay. So if you've ever heard the classic woodcock sound is a meep, meep. So that's their way of saying, hey, ladies.
Jay-Z. I think you should try that, Jay-Z.
So, I'd try about anything right
yeah.
now.
So that's their way. So they strut around on the ground and go meep, meep. And like, hey, ladies, watch this. And what they do is they take off up in the air and they do these circles. And while they're up in the circles, they do this like trilling sound that's kind of like. And it's like they trill in these like circles. And then they go back down. And then they're like, so how did I do, ladies? Meep.
Meep.
Meep. They're very funny birds, and so it's cool to see their dance. And sometimes it takes them a couple tries. It takes them a couple tries until they get noticed. So it's really fun to watch and fun to hear because of the different calls. And a lot of people have always wanted to see woodcocks. So that is March 30th. It's a Monday. It's at the Landingville Marsh, and a lot of people have trouble finding the exact parking lot because there's the typical like trail parking lot that's near the church. So if you're curious about it on the Schuylkill Conservation District's Facebook, if you go to our event page, the pin is on the event page, or you can message me, Hemlock Hannah, at 272-208-0406, and I can message you the pin, or just in case you're like, Hemlock Hannah, I got lost, just that folks can find the spot. But we're really excited.
So, Jay-Z, I want to throw one in there. Do you know what another name of a woodcock is?
I do not.
Me.
It's called a timber doodle.
Timber doodle. Okay.
Right, Hannah?
I've never heard that. That's I'll right. be so honest.
Another name for a woodcock is a timber doodle.
It's, wow. It's,
And he goes, me.
Sounds like a Muppet character. That's my favorite thing.
It really
but
is
their
the
dance
best.
Is something to write home about. That would be a very enjoyable experience. I might come out for that. I'm not even going to lie.
You should.
I have Mondays off. But, yeah, that's always fun to get to see. Did you have any other events coming up that you wanted to mention?
We do have walks all throughout this year, historic walks specifically sponsored by Explore Schuylkill. And also we have an array of summer camps, so please check out our socials, Schuylkill CD, as in Conservation District. We've got 4 weeks of day-long, week-long summer camp called OWL, Outdoor Wilderness Learning Experience. And we also have Porcupine Pat's pop-ups. And I'm also helping to run the Frog Hollow Day Camp. And that one is through the Schuylkill County Conservancy. So busy summer camp summer. So if you have any questions, again, you can contact me, Hemlock Hannah, through the Conservation District Facebook, Instagram, whatnot, or at 272-208-0406.
Okay. And last but not least, Lily Leonard from the Red Creek Wildlife Rehab Center. Lily, thanks for coming in again. We always like to hear what's going on down at Red Creek to take care of our wild animal friends.
Yeah, of course. We're always happy to be here. The main thing going on at Red Creek right now, activity-wise, is we have officially reopened our walking trail every weekend on Saturdays and Sundays, and we just set up our most infamous residence in their massive flight enclosure. So a lot of people in the area are very familiar with Gabby, or Gabriel, our great horned owl. He has been with us for 34 years, so he is our most infamous resident, as he is my director and founder's bird. So if you've seen a program within the past 25 years, you've likely seen Gabby the Great Horned Owl. He's set up in one of the 20-foot by 20-foot by 30-foot enclosures, as well as Hannibal, our turkey vulture, and Zazu, our black vulture, also have the same size cage. So we have beautiful setups. We have some more caging on the way. All of our residents are getting absolutely decked out. My favorite part of new enclosures is getting to set up the perching. I tramp through the woods, grab 20 to 30-foot logs, and carry them out of the woods. I get covered in ticks. I'm carrying all this stuff covered in thorns. Oh my goodness, I get stuck as I go. So every single perch in those 20 foot by 20 foot by 30 foot enclosures were carried by me through the woods by myself, and they are not light. They are about as heavy as I am, if not heavier. So I also got to skip all of my workout classes 2 weeks ago because I was doing that all week long. So our education building is open on Saturdays and Sundays. You can see my literal labor of love. We are open from 11 to 3 on Saturdays and Sundays, and that should continue throughout all of spring and the summer, well into the fall. Otherwise, I mean, our main updates are baby season. Spring has sprung. We have 2 fox kits. If you check out our Facebook page, our resident foster red fox, Rhea, is being a super good mom to these 2 kiddos. So we have 2 fox kits, both females. They are doing super well. They're super vocal and funny to hear, as well as we have a decent amount of Eastern gray squirrel babies, and they are only going to keep coming. So a lot going on for sure. And this is also the time of year to just be mindful when you are driving. A lot of these guys, as they start to get their land legs and start to explore, are not necessarily the best at avoiding vehicles. So please try not to hit any creatures, as well as Virginia opossums, our only marsupial here in North America. This is the time of year when they have joeys in their pouch. Very similar to kangaroo joeys, except there are usually up to 13 of them. This is their jelly bean season, so they're about the size of a thumbnail. So if you do happen to hit a possum or see a possum on the side of the road, if you feel so brave, I would recommend doing what's called pouch picking, which is opening up their pouch on their belly. If it's a female, if it's a boy, there's not going to be a pouch. So if you see that slit on their abdomen, look for those itty bitty jelly beans and just make sure that they get checked out and brought to our facility.
Thank you, Lily. It's always good to have you in here from Red Creek. We have any wildlife sounds today that we wanna broadcast? I think we do.
But I do have some pathetic little sounds of fox kits.
So while Lily's looking for that, I just like to remind you that the opening day of trout season is April 4th at 8 a.m. If you are keeping fish, the daily limit is 5. They do have to be 7 inches in length. And support your local sporting goods stores.
Amen.
We have the Pocono store up on Jim Thorpe, and we also have the Tackle Box at 102 Maria Road in Frackville. Please support your local sporting good outlets. And I think to close, I think we have a little bit of a wildlife noises, Jay-Z.
Okay.
If you're curious what a starving fox kit sounds like. Very dramatic. Literally got fed right before this video. Big fat belly.
Good stuff. John, can't thank you enough. Another great episode. If you missed out, folks, you can check it out on our website. It'll be up this afternoon. And check out the guys on the third Tuesday of the month in our first hour here on WPPA Pottsville.